I think the message of the team, when you look back at it, was discipline and fundamentals. We came in pretty vanilla, real basic, really wanted to get work on our fundamental play. I thought there was some sloppiness that showed up on defense and in our coverage units. First time we really covered live like that, and they had some big plays. We purposely tried to have short kickoffs just so our coverage team could get some work, and they had some good returns on us. So we got to get that cleaned up. But 12 penalties, you're going to see some in the preseason games, but, you know, we got to give ourselves a chance, and through those penalties, it was difficult. So, looking back at, very pleased with how we started fast. Offense came on. I think Blake was 6-for-7, 1-for-2 on third down. Good execution. I thought our tempo was really good. The running game, getting that established. Allen Robinson making some plays. Good job up front. So pleased with how the first group came in and executed offensively, defensively. We talk about don't guess, don't overanalyze, just do your job. We guessed a couple plays. They had big plays on us. And after that, I thought we settled down with the first unit. Yeah, I think we gave our first team offense a few more plays than we anticipated.
What did you make of Allen Robinson's game? Is he carried from camp to game?
Yeah, that's what you're looking for. We played a lot of guys tonight. A lot of guys got opportunities, and you're looking for them, what they do on the practice field, to carry it over to the game field. Allen Robinson's a great example of that. That's exactly what we see in practice, carried over to the game field, and made some big plays.
What was behind the decision to hold Jalen Ramsey out?
Well, I think when you look at it, we had three guys that, if it were the regular season, they would have played. But, through the medical staff and their recommendation to us, what they've gone through with the 14 practices at this point, they recommended that we could hold them out. So we just decided to do that. But they should be all fine, ready to go.
How did he take that news?
It was tough. I told him it's my decision. Medical staff just, said, hey, they're good. But, to sit out this game and get another couple of days of rest because the players' day off tomorrow would benefit them.
Ramsey, Gibson, and
Linder.
Miles Jack played a lot. What did you see from him?
Well, I think, he had a personal foul penalty. I know things like that we talked about. But overall, just executing the defense, getting guys lined up, we had some busts now in the second half. It got sloppy there defensively a few plays. But, we'll take it and learn. I think the speed of the game, when you're not used to an offense like that, we've been going against our offense to see a new offense. We had some mistakes out there. But for him personally, I saw him stay aggressive, and that was great.
The offensive line is still getting, I think, 52 yards rushing in that first quarter. Had to be something.
Came into the game saying that we really had to commit to the run. If there was 12 plays, we wanted to try to run it 7-8 times and really try to establish that. And so it was good to see. I thought our running backs ran really hard. Our zone scheme and some of our gap schemes, you saw both. I thought they're coming together, still have some work to do. But it was a good measuring stick, to where we're at right now.
Slow starts in the first quarter were a concern a year ago. Start tonight with 10 points. Can you take anything from that?
Yeah, I think that every game's different. But to come out like we did, and I think you really pay close attention to the tempo. And how fast we're getting up to the line of scrimmage is so important because it gives Blake more time to recognize defense to call or defenses and get us in the right call. So I thought from the scrimmage we had in our stadium to tonight, the tempo was much better, much faster. And I think the players felt that. That helped them execute and allowed us to start fast.
Luke didn't play any left guard. Was that because of numbers?
Yeah, we just felt like in the first half with Blake and Chad in there to get him some reps at left tackle.
Reed played the whole game. How much do you think he'll benefit from these?
Well, there's nothing like game experience. So, I know when we were watching it, he did some things that were, very good. And then there's some things that, he got beat a couple times. So I think for him, just getting those reps in there and finding out, we have some guys like Linder out. It gives invaluable reps to a guy like Tyler Shatley and Reed. Those reps for those guys in building up some of our depth.
Hadn't practiced a lot but didn't play tonight. How much of a step?
It was really good to see. For him, we really monitored, gave him the day off, and then a walkthrough practice, and he came out. And, I haven't talked to a training staff or anything like that, but he appeared to play really fast and made a play there and a couple plays. That his speed, like we said, we just got to continue now with him.
Fast story, guys, but to see the offense in year two of this come out and be efficient, be good.
Right, and even the You know, the touchdown, the execution, the so-called, you know, the one that we dropped with Julius. There was some communication errors that took place right there where they weren't quite on the same page. So we can clean those things up. You know, when you run the number of plays that we did and you go back and look at it and you see the execution, I think this would really paint a vivid picture to our players just about the penalties, the communication, the execution, and, you know, just continue to grow from where we're at.
It's no secret this is a big year for you guys. How do you feel about your team right now?
Well, we still, I mean, we got three games and we got a lot of practices left. So, you know, we have a lot of work to do, as evident from tonight. So, you know, we'll just handle it each day. And you know, we got a good week coming up. You know, we're going to have a couple practices with Tampa Bay. I think that'll be really good for our team. So we're just trying to speed up this growth process as fast as possible. But I really like how our team's coming together.